Welcome back to the Study With Me series. This is a new concept series in which I study and you get to have that peer pressure of studying together. You know, it's especially important when you want to keep yourself motivated to have some kind of timer and someone to keep you accountable. I would like to be that person for you. So you can, you know, start the podcast and then mute it and then just follow the time period and say, you know, this is a 20-minute podcast. I will be studying for 20 minutes. So you can literally mute it from now if you'd like. And if you're just, you know, curious about my studying process, then you can keep it with the sound on and you can study with me. And I will be putting on, minutes. I will be having a timer set and doing short bursts of studying. So let's get to it.
What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.
We're back at it again. Today is a very productive day so far. I've been doing pretty much 3 sessions right now. The most productive for a while. It's also because it's crunch time right now. But I'm very proud of having started work proactively. I'm not rushing things as much. I'm not staying up late at night anymore. I'm about almost done, and I'm happy with myself just going to bed today at a early and reasonable time, only because I've been working the entire day, and it feels amazing. So kudos to myself. And kudos to you if you're doing a similar thing as well. So, I just came back from the gym. Very, very nice. So, I'm going to now put my gym clothes in the damper so that I can put my new clothes in. Also, pull down the curtains. Small kinds of actions. They're pretty important, I think. So I put that there, and then put my clothes upside here. All right. T-shirt here, like this. And that's about it. I'm done with the entire process. I should put it in my entrance key here, just so that I can make things easier in the future. It doesn't really matter, but I'm going to do it anyways. Right now, by moving this here, and putting it there, like that. And we're good to go. I've never really tried using this, so we'll have to see if it really works. Alright, so now the clothes are in here. Good to go for tomorrow.
wake up at 8 tomorrow. Hey Google, do I have an alarm tomorrow?
Yes, you have set an alarm every Tuesday at 7:30 a.m.
Fair enough. I woke up at 7:30, attend the meeting at 8. Sounds good. So, now what I'm going to do is clean this a little bit, my computer, of any dust, just blowing that away. Alright, now I can do the get population and citation part. So what I can do now is minimize distractions like that. Then start getting populations right now. And so how do I do that? I open up two things at the same time. And then here, I'm sure there's like how to open up a window left half of Mac. So do I have OS El Capitan or later? I think so. Whoa. This is so cool. Huh. I did not know this. This is so cool. Oh my gosh. So I can split screens now. I hover over the full screen button and I have that. Oh my goodness. This is so cool. I can swap window positions by dragging a window to the other side. Show the menu bar by moving the pointer to the top of the screen. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is so cool. I am mind blown. Alright. Well then. Alright. Let's do it. So what I'm going to do is... first, I'm going to write this down by going here. I should also write the stuff down, but I'm sure this is just good enough. So let's just copy and paste this and then see, just not a specific country, but just every country for population. Yep, and that's the source for population data. Okay. Now how do I freeze? Row one. Okay, good. How do you unmerge? Alright, so now let's freeze this by saying this I unfreeze. Column one. How do I unfreeze everything? I think now it's going to be okay. So let's try freezing it. Freeze, first column, perfect. All right, now we're good. Now let's get the Ethiopia population by going here. In 2017, Alright, so I'm just gonna write it down. By going like this and saying it's 106400024. So now I'm going to say 106400024. Alright, so now I think I can do this. And this would automatically say this is F5 divided by G5. Okay? How about this? F14 divided by G5. That's right. Interesting. Cool enough. Cool. So now let's go to the country of Rwanda and get the population. And that is Rwanda. Yeah. Rwanda of 2017 is 11. 980 937 11 980 937.
And then Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone is for 2017. 7488431. So it's 7488 43. Oops, I wasn't running. 7488431. And then let's go for South Korea. This probably has the most, I would imagine. South Korea, right here. In 2017, was 51361911. Interesting. So it's actually not the biggest. Ethiopia is bigger. 51361361911. Okay. Yep, Ethiopia has like twice the population of South Korea. Let's go for Uganda. Uganda. 2017 number is 41 41 162 465. 41 162 465. Okay, cool. Now I can just do that, and it would be G5, G6, G7, 7, G8, G9. Perfect. This is all G5 through 10. Perfect. F35 and F40. Perfect. Okay. Now that we have this, now I think what we can do is, for masses, let's just update all of them. So it's, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got all the populations. Now, it does. Same. So masses, let's do this as population adjusted deaths, right? So I'm going to set it up by saying the series should be from here to here. No, it's A5. No, it's actually, what is it, incidence? I set it up. I want to change the series to H. So how do you get rid of that? H, like that. Okay. So now it becomes something like this. Interesting. And North Korea is here. North Korea is where? With the one with the 189 one is probably that one. Yep. Then let's see, abdominals, let's change that as well. The series to population adjusted ones, like these, from here to here. Okay, now it's going to look pretty different. Oh wow. And is it just over 2,000 again? Yep, yes it is. And is it 187? 187 for... no. Is it 58 for deformities right now still? So it's the lower third one. It's really what we're looking at. The lower third one. Lower third one, like that. Let's see if it worked. Nope, never mind. So let's try this with a little bit bigger of a window. So let's do Control Z, change the color back. Only change this one, this one. Let's change it to the bottom third. Let's change this one as well. North Korea is the one with 8415 incidents. 8415. Let's see. 8415.
415 this one with 338. Hit this one. 8415. And 338 is North Korea. 338. Yep. That's right. Now, let us change. We did masses, we did abdominals. Now it's time for what is it? This is deformities. And then we have wounds and burns. Wounds and burns here. So let's change this by going here and then changing the series from this to deformities here. Oops. It's not F25 anymore, it's H25, like that. Okay. All right, last one, let's do wounds and burns by going here, going to setup, changing the series to these ones, from here to here. Okay, and boom, there it is. H35 to, yep. Now when we look at it, it's right there. Cool. Now I just need the GNI per capita. I also just need the other stuff. So here, I think what I want to do is move all of these down a little bit. Like move all of this down. Just like maybe until here, and then let's move this total population to here, something like that, and hopefully it doesn't change everything. We move it right here, like that. Perfect. Now it's C6. C6 to 10. Good. How about we move this one more time, like that. Perfect. Now let's bring the countries back in here, like this. Ethiopia, perfect. Now what we want to do is GNI per capita. GNI per capita. So for Uganda, it's 2,000. So I fixed all of them. 2, 3, 4. And now it's 2,026.038. Also, then let's see, not Uganda, but let's get Ethiopia up in here like that and get for 2017. Perfect. So that's 2009.556 for Ethiopia. So let's write that down here. So it was 2026.038 for Uganda. And then it was 2009.556 for Ethiopia. Let's get North Korea. Gini per capita was All right, so I can't find GNI per capita for North Korea. Not to worry. GNI per capita Rwanda. Let's find that first. Oh, I think I need the Atlas method. Rwanda 2017 is 740. So let's do that, 740. Let's look up Ethiopia one more time. Ethiopia Ethiopia. 2017 is 7:40. Korea. Sierra Leone. 2017 is 520. Wait, GNI per capita. I don't know, man. Let's do Sierra Leone one more time with 2017 international dollars. I mean, here's the thing. Let's first go to Gapminder and see what they used again. Because that will probably be pretty important as well. So let's see. I'm getting great progress right now. I think I'm getting a little bit tired, so I'm just going to take a short break and then come back. I've done 37 minutes so far, so this is good, and I'll be back. Alright, so I lost another 30-40 minutes worth of work, but it's okay. It's a process that matters. I just finished 4 full graphs. 8 graphs actually, and it took a long time, but I'm better now. It's so much easier, so that's good. So what I need right now is the only one I could not change for now is that bar graph. Okay, so that bar graph and this stacked graph. So for this stacked graph, I do have more things to I can do. I do feel like at this point I can call it a day and just look at it tomorrow, but I'll do one last part of it. Because never give up, you know? And so, I think for here, so the H4
is what? H4 is pediatric deformities. And say H10 Oh, so that means that was
So, what I want to do now is count down, cash in the points. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, plus what it took to make these scatter plots. So it's 8, right? Here, it's 8 for the scatter plots. So it's 16. So that's about 30, 45 points just there. So let's write that in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 40, and then 45. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's almost 93. It's 93 right now. Points are at. So. You know what? Let's just find. Let's delete all the labels right now. And then just find the non-surgical one, which is H42. These ones. Let's label them. Labels right now. And they are. Interesting, I can't see it for some reason. Non-surgical. Where did it even go? First of all, let's just delete this. I just can't do it right now. Let's just copy this, copy chart, and then copy paste here, right here. Then let's just change this to a stacked area chart, 100% stacked area chart. Perfect. So now, what we do want to do is say, the non-surgical increased, but this should be wounds and burns, as in maybe this color, nope, this color, nope, how about this color, nah, I don't know which color it is. Here, what is this color, where and how did this even come from? Wait, so where did the wounds and burns come from? Is it this? No. No, it is not. Not the text color. Okay, so let's change this to this, and change that into that as well. Great, and let's change this color into this. And we're good. Let's change this line itself to green. Oh no, never mind. Let's change it back. And we're good. So this is so we can say surgical versus non-surgical. So now I can take out the non-surgical part, which is right here. Jesus Christ.